Chuck lived for adventure. I think we saw that in the pictures and the stories that I hear. He was an adventurous person. He, in his own life, experienced the turning of question marks into exclamation points. We heard in the obituary the truth that when he was a young boy, he was diagnosed with rheumatic fever and polio, and he wasn't supposed to make it. Now, you can imagine what a parent, the kind of questions a parent was thinking through, would be thinking through that experience. Is he going to make it? What kind of life is he going to live? But then in his 20s, all those heavy questions that were so relevant at that time, they became exclamation points. In his 20s, what an exciting time period. Let's just think about what he did in his 20s. Graduated from Carroll College, got his bachelor's, then went and got his master's in science here at OSU. Married Jan, I think that was in his 20s. And blind date, I never heard that story. There's got to be something behind that. Then moved up to Canada and brought in 3 children and a family. I don't know. That's the very definition of adventure. Turning and all those heavy questions when he was younger had faded away. Life was great. Life was blessed! Exclamation point. Chuck knew adventure. Now I figured out that Chuck was about adventure even later in life when 4 or 5 years ago I came out to the Lane property. Jan called, and she said, "Jeremy, why don't you come on out and bring the girls, and they can experience kind of a new setting." So I thought, that's great. And I thought it'd be nice to, you know, maybe see a turkey or two, perhaps, you know, just enjoy the scenery and be with Chuck and Jan for an afternoon. Well, when I showed up, there was an ulterior motive, you see. Chuck had the four-wheelers ready to go. And he wanted to go out and ride with the girls. My girls at that time were 5 and 3, maybe 4 and 2. They were very young. And when I saw the four-wheelers out, I had a lot of questions. My questions were this: but where's the seatbelt? And what am I going to tell my wife? She didn't know anything about this. And before I could even lob the questions, Chuck just walked over to the four-wheelers and just jumped on, and he said, "Claire's coming with me." And he took Claire. Claire was sitting with him, and I took Kaya. And you see, we just went out on the fields and just had a great time. And that was exclamation point. Chuck knew how to shift the questions to exclamation points. I experienced that personally. I know many of you have as well. Well, on this side of heaven, we are filled with a lot of questions. And undoubtedly, those questions will continue, Jan. They don't stop. But I just want to give you a couple things to think about as you have those questions. You got a whole bunch of people here that want to support you and love you and your children in any way that we can. That's why we're here. That's why we're gathered here. And secondly, leave a little space for God to change the questions into an exclamation point. I want to give you a picture of what that could be. Because in the Bible at the end, Revelation chapter 7, there's no guessing. There's a clear picture of what it all looks like at the end. I just want to read it to you and give you a clear picture. "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every tribe, nation, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. Therefore, they were before the throne of God and served him both day and night. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." That's where Chuck is. Chuck is with the Lord. No more tears, no more pain, no more hunger. And the best news is that with Christ's power and by his grace, that's where we will be and have that reunion with Chuck. And at that time, when that time comes. You see, all the questions that are heavy in our lives today, they fade away. And we live to sing the praises and thanksgiving of our God who gives us eternal life. And we live with exclamation points forevermore. May that just be a piece of comfort. We're all here for you, and also leave a little room for God to speak exclamation points in your life. Amen.